The constant barrage of news about climate change, drinking water contamination, pollution in the Great Lakes, it can all feel overwhelming. If you care, it's hard to know what to do or where to start. And that's where Stateside's new series comes in. We're featuring ordinary people who identified a problem, no matter how big or small, and then chose to act. These are the people in your neighborhood working to make Michigan a greener place. We're calling them the Climate Crew.
Climate change is the defining issue of our time.
You look at older generations and you think to yourself, why didn't you do anything?
I mean, you have to act.
Our children's future is at stake and we have to make changes.
Continuing our spotlight on the ways people in Michigan are responding to climate change and environmental challenges, we turn now to Logan Veer. She's a University of Michigan senior who's studying environmental engineering and programming in the environment. And she is the only undergraduate student who was chosen to sit on the university's Commission on Carbon Neutrality. Logan Veer, welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, you are the founder of the Climate Action Movement in Michigan. Just what is that and what has it done?
Yeah, so I'm one of the co-founders, actually. So there's been a large group that's been working on this for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And basically, the Climate Action Movement is a coalition of students, of faculty, of community members in Ann Arbor, any stakeholders within the University of Michigan. And we essentially work to pressure the university to enact all of these different changes that need to be happening to get to carbon neutrality and to really enforce climate action on campus, as well as in the greater Washtenaw County community. So it's really does a lot of work with direct action, as well as just talking with the administration directly and kind of a mix of all of the different ways in which we can pressure to make our administration move forward.
And I know there have been some very visible activities. Do you feel like the administration is hearing you?
I definitely do, yes. Over this past year, there was a lot of progress that we saw, which was really exciting. We basically started because we realized that the university had set goals in 2011 to get to 25% reductions for their carbon and greenhouse gas emissions by 2025. And about a year ago, they were only at about 5%. So a lot of time had passed already and little progress had been actually made. So we realized that and we knew that something needed to change. And so we started attending the Regents meetings and we started talking with the administration. And by beginning of last school year, they were actually starting to hear us. I was at one of the very first Regents meetings in September, and 2 weeks later was when President Schlissel made his announcement that there was going to be a commission made and progress moving forward.
So here you are. You sit on this commission. It's President Mark Schlissel's Commission on Carbon Neutrality. You are an organizer. You're an advocate. But you told the Michigan Daily that you don't see yourself as an environmental activist.
I think it's a work in progress. I said that not out of not necessarily thinking that I am not wholly an activist. I work within all different realms, and I am starting to, I think, more embody that term and that title. But for a while, I was really just, it was something that I felt like I had a responsibility to do, and it was more of something that I saw as a student. I felt that this was a really good way in which I could kind of leverage my position to get the university to move forward, because students really are the voice of the university. And once I kind of realized that, I have started to become, I think, a little bit more okay with the term activist. But before, it was really I wanted to just support and move forward and do research. But now I definitely do feel more of an activist. And
all right, I want to go back even earlier. And I know you changed from pre-med to environmental engineering. I'm interested in what got you off the couch and aware when you first became aware of threats to the environment to the point where you've responded with action.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was a course that I took at Michigan. And there were a lot of kind of small different realizations that I came to along the way, whether that was just, like I said, the lack of progress that the university was making, and also just the need for renewable energy and just small things like that, that I just hadn't really realized. I knew that climate change obviously was happening, but I wasn't super attuned to all of the needs of it. And then I realized how intersectional it was. And that's what really pushed me forward.
So you get more and more active. What motivates you? You've been involved with the climate strike sit-in at Michigan, the rally, the march, all of that. So it reminds me of the kind of activism that we saw on this campus in the 60s, related to the Vietnam War.
That's actually a perfect segue, because that's basically what does motivate me, I think, is all of the different movements that have come before us, that are either continuing on today or have made huge progress within social justice. And I really see environmental justice and climate justice as a way to intertwine all of those and move forward, not only for the environment itself, but for all social justice issues across the board, because they're all related. And climate justice is really one way in which we can spearhead that, I think.
You're sitting on the President's Commission on Carbon Neutrality, so you have President Schlissel's ear as part of that. What kinds of changes do you want to see the University of Michigan enact to really set an example for other schools and other institutions?
I think one of the biggest things is being clear that the systems that we currently have are not working. I think that's the first step, is really just acknowledging that we need to make changes. And they've done that in a variety of different ways, but I think a clear statement like that is huge. And then furthermore, really making an ambitious goal and setting a goal, whether that's 2030, as we have been advocating for, or something within that realm, it needs to be soon, and it needs to be something that holds the university accountable.
And what is the goal then, 2030? What do you want?
Yeah, carbon neutrality by 2030 is the goal.
Okay. Now, individual actions can certainly help to protect and help the environment and help reduce one's carbon footprint. What of our elected leaders? How do you think we should go about demanding substantive action from the policymakers, the decision makers, the people we elect, and hold them accountable?
I think it all starts with the conversations. And I think it's really being open and being clear in all of our asks that we want to be working together. And I think moving forward, a lot of the strikes that are going on, I think they can kind of feel very abrasive at some points, but that's not the goal. And we want to make sure that that's clear, that it's not the goal. It's yes, making the statement that we need to be moving and we need to be moving quickly, but it's also the statement that we are here to help and we want to be a part of this movement forward of really solving this global crisis.
Do you reach out to elected leaders?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's obviously huge as well. It's just reaching out, like I said, having the conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's within these big statements and these big actions, but also small things like contacting your elected officials, sending emails, making phone calls, anything like that.
You're a senior. What are your plans after this year?
That's a really good question that I don't necessarily know the answer to quite yet. But hopefully something where I can continue to do environmental activism work, organizing work.
Logan Veer, the only undergraduate student who's sitting on the University of Michigan President's Commission on Carbon Neutrality. Logan, thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much.
We know there are many others like Logan Veer out there. We just don't know about them. So we need your help. If you know of anyone working to make their part of Michigan a greener place, please let us know. To nominate someone, send us an email with helpful information to stateside@michiganradio.org, and be sure to put Climate Crew in the subject line. That's stateside@michiganradio.org.